Hello and welcome to Grapefruit League Town, my journey through Mets spring training, with me, Jeff Heisen. Hi everyone, I'm back from chilly Clover Park as the Mets defeated the Cardinals 3-1, and I had a unique perspective tonight. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Great job by the Mets pitching. Again, Sean Manaea, 5 innings, 1 run. And then 4 shutout innings by the bullpen. Stearns and Mendoza are going to have some tough decisions to make before they make the final cuts, because the bullpen has been looking very, very good. Great job, though, by Sean Manaea. You could say, well, the Cardinals didn't have their regulars. They had a split squad today. The big name stayed home. He pitched well against the players with bats in their hands on the other team. Great job by Sean Manaea. As for the offense, only 5 hits for the Mets, but they made it count. Brett Beatty with a booming home run, a no-doubter to right field. Pete walked with the bases loaded, which to an extent feels anticlimactic. Pete's up with the bases loaded, everyone's on the edge of their seats. You take the run. You're thinking big, but you take the run. And Francisco Alvarez drove in the 3rd run with a double. He also threw out 2 runners tonight. It will be interesting to see if the opposing teams test his arm this season as often as they did last year, because he is throwing out runners at a very high rate. Great job by Alvarez. The Cardinals, Lance Lynn started, and he relieved again. I'm sure that happens in the spring, but I've never seen it. He started the game, and they took him out in the middle of a long inning, and then they brought him back, and then he left. Then they brought him back again. I guess they want him to get to his quota of pitches, no matter how long it took, no matter how many appearances it took, and because the game didn't matter, the Mets didn't argue. But that was interesting. He appeared in the game 3 times. It was also chilly tonight. It was 64 degrees at game time, 60 degrees by the 8th inning. I heard one guy say, I think I felt a snowflake. It wasn't that cold. It was Florida cold, but it was still chilly tonight. As for my unique perspective, I had a press pass tonight. That's never happened before. This counts as the press. I had a press pass for 1 day. So I was on the field at 4 o'clock watching batting practice. Very few reporters were there. Maybe they've seen it a million times. Maybe they're jaded. I wasn't jaded. It was thrilling watching batting practice up close. There was a bat leaning against the bat rack. It said Brandon Nimmo. He was in the field shagging flies. He came over when it was his turn to take some swings. He was right next to me. Brandon Nimmo was right next to me. And I just said, I was guarding your bat. And he smiled and said, how you doing? I said, fine, how you doing? And that was that. Francisco Lindor walked by. We exchanged nods. Pete Alonso walked by. We exchanged nods. We exchanged nods. I nodded with them. But I couldn't ask for a selfie. I wanted to. You know I did. But I was a member of the press for the night, so I couldn't do that. Batting practice was over. I went into the food room. I don't know what they call it. The press food room. $15 for dinner. The woman asked me if I wanted a receipt, I guess for my expense report. Well, I'm not filing an expense report for National League Town. I said no. The food was very good, by the way. Much better than what they served to the regular people upstairs. Then I went to the press box, which was a sterile environment. There was no food there. There was no paper there. There was no media guy there. It was just some of the game notes that you can get online. All they had was a table and folding chairs. It was really uncomfortable. Plus, there's no cheering in the press box, which is against my nature. So Beatty hits a home run, and I put my hands in my pocket because there's no cheering in the press box. By the 7th inning, I was back in the seats. It was a little warmer there, and I wanted to cheer on the Mets. But it was a great experience being part of the press for the day. I really appreciate that this happened, and it was a very, very memorable experience to be part of that for the day. The 3-1 Mets win I've seen this spring. The ballpark song of the day, a song that caught my ear, is Singles You Up by Jordan Davis, a country hit. The song's been out for a few years. It's a good song. He says, if he ever singles you up, meaning if he ever breaks up with you, I'm ready. I want to go out with you. But I hear it at a ballpark, and I think, if he ever singles you up, I'll try and move you over to second. That's not what he meant in the song. Singles You Up by Jordan Davis. It's a good song. I hope you'll find it. And that'll do it for the penultimate episode of Grapefruit League Town. I'm going to tomorrow afternoon's game, and I will post the final show, which will have my reflections on spring training, Thursday morning. So until then, thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Heisen, and as always, let's go Mets! Copyright 2024, music provided by the Royal Arctic Institute. Check them out on Spotify.